6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. God's financial plan. We talked about the power of the tithe. And we want to continue in this vein. I believe with all my heart that this is not only someone's, but all of our answer to breaking through in the financial realm. Say amen, lights. Thank you. And it's not just about finance. If we dig deeper, it's about honor. It's about serving God or serving mammon. You will love the one and hate the other. You will cleave to the one and despise the other. But it's a choice that we make. All right? So tonight, I want to talk to you again along the lines of God's financial plan. And this is not something that we've not heard before. But I trust that you're going to hear it with a different set of hearing ears, because we're coming up on a season that's going to be very important for your life, for the life of this church, and for us to move on in our journey toward destiny. But tonight I want to just talk simply about the tithe is the Lord's. Amen. Say that with me. The tithe belongs to God. In essence, when we are tithers, tithing is not doing anything that you are not required to do. It's a requirement. It's a command. Now, you'll hear arguments in the secular realm and by Christians that don't tithe. You'll hear a lot of argument. And some of it, if you're not discerning in the Word of God, you can be drawn away with a false, let me call it a flaky grace thing. But you'll find most people that say, well, tithing was under law and I don't tithe. When they do give, they'll give $5. They'll be the ones that give the $5 every other month. You're under grace, but they don't really honor God. I was talking to someone today, and I said, you know, I wish I could take a poll, and I'm sure there's some types of polls that are out there of people that say, well, tithing was under law, and I don't do it, I go to church. Find out what they give. Find out what they really do. Since it's so full of grace. They're the ones that will let the weeds grow up. Amen. And choke the life out of a church. And then point the finger. They're the ones that become what I call gold bricks. They'll be there for everything that's free or for everything that's profitable or fun, but won't resource the house. Amen. Can I talk to you like this? I'm just willing to put out what I believe God is putting in. You know, churches, whether we want to believe it or not, churches have people we would consider to be hypocrites. Not everybody. There are fine people in this church, but there will also be. Don't think for a minute that the church doesn't have a hypocrite in it. Amen. Not our church. What church you attend? And in other words, people that are hypocritical. And I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt and trust that some just don't understand or have not been taught or were brought up under a teaching or training that was at best lukewarm or carnal. You know, so much is done today just simply for the dollar, and so much compromise just to have people stay that will give, even though, you know, that what they do is sinful or ungodly. I mean, that's blood money. See, some of us buy stuff on God's money. When I say that, on God's tithe, which belongs to Him. That's the stuff that be breaking down on you all the time. That's the stuff that causes you to trouble all the time. When you get it on God's money. It's like I said before, if you take a peach, you know, good juicy sweet peach is luscious. But try eating the seed. The peach seeds is a monster. You can break that with a hammer. And see, that's what people do. They eat the peach and the seed. And at best, they throw God a bone. They give God what's left. Tithing has to do with worship too. And that's going to be integrated into this series that I'm doing. It has to do with worship. And I think, and I'll take the blame for this to a degree, but I believe that our giving should be a time of worship. And not just you coming up grudgingly, dropping some coins or something in a basket. I say grudgingly, not even cheerful. No faith released in it at all. Just something you've gotten used to doing. We have to take it beyond that because it's a worship. It's honor and it's also worship. And I believe that God would have it to be so. Now, I want to ask you a question. Observing your life, would you consider the windows of heaven being opened over your life? I mean, really open, like God says, or are they closed temporarily? Or have they been closed? I mean, in light of what God says in His Word about pouring out blessings, you don't have room. And you know, we can bless ourselves. I mean, you work every day. You can bless yourself. Yeah, certain things you can do yourself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God's blessing. Kind, He said, would be pressed down, shaken together, running over. Good measure. Well, where there's not room. Now compare. Now, let's be for real. Are you just a recipient of your 9 to 5 and your pay raise that you earned? Or are you under an open heaven? It's a distinct difference. We'll get into that more and more. You'll see it much more clearly how God has truly ordained for us to be blessed. Not just hand to mouth and bumping along and scratching and scraping, but to be blessed. And oftentimes it's on how we go about doing what we are supposed to do. All right? So the tithe is the Lord. Say that with me again. The tithe is the Lord's. The tithe is not something that we decide whether we are going to give or not. And it's not something that we piece together. Well, I give God 2% today. And I'll take 2% and give it to Sister So-and-so because she's struggling. No, you bring the tithe into the storehouse. Come on, let's keep it plain and simple. You bring the tithe into the storehouse. Anything that you give to Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so is not tithe. That's not tithe. That's not what tithe is supposed to be used for. God says the tithe is mine. The tenth is God. See, when we honor God like that, it's very important for us to understand. When we honor God like that, we are saying to the Lord, you are my source. How many know tithing? I know down through the years, tithing for me down through the years was not always easy, but it was something that I disciplined myself to do. And you know what? I can stand here today and tell you, I don't know how God stretched the 90%. How He made that stuff work with my giving that 10% consistently, trusting God. You'll get more out of what you have left than you trying to keep that 100% and doing it. See, it's spiritual law. Right, God says the tithe belongs to Him. Now, it's not just, and you'll hear people argue that it's under the law. They've not studied this. They say it was under the law. Yes, it was, but it was before the law. It's an eternal law. The first always belongs to God. Get that right. If you can honor God with the first fruits of everything, all your increase, now, let me bring that home, all of your increase. So I say all. Now see, this is why it has to become a worship. See, when you worship before God, you slow down. You're not in a hurry, racing through stuff. No, you want every detail. You want to listen, sense His presence. You want Him to wrap His arm. I mean, you know, it's like a love affair. Every moment counts. See, when we tithe, you can't race. It's a worship. You can't race through it. They're tired. Let me say, you should sit down with that checkbook before you done spend all of your check. Amen. You're trying to figure out what you got left. The first fruit. Somebody say first fruit. If you'll take your time, or if you'll take the time out to discipline yourself to honor God first, it will revolutionize your life. Amen. And I'm not talking about just once and a while. Amen. I'm talking about with the first fruits of all of our increase. Amen. When somebody blesses you. I still got a $10 bill folded up in my pocket. I'm trying to figure out where that came from. And I know when I fold it up and put it in a certain spot in my wallet, it's a tithe. And I don't remember where it came from or how much is the tithe, how much is an offering. I just know it's folded up and it's going to go in the tithe, as a tithe. But why? It wasn't a whole lot of money up there. It was just $10. So the tithe was either $5 or $10. I'm not sure what it was. God's going to get it. But the thing is that I took it off the top. Amen. And put it in there before anything was shelled out. See, it takes time to do that. You got a purpose to do that. That's not going to happen by accident. You have to purpose. No, I'm living for God. God gave me increase here. I'm going to honor God here. You stop the car, pull it over on the side of the road, whatever. You got to count it out and put it away. This is a part of our life that sometimes we just race through. And, you know, if we're not faithful in the little bit that, you know, 100,000, 50,000. You're not faithful in that. Well, how could God say, I want to put 5 million or 10 million in your person or under your responsibility? Okay, so the tithe, say it with me again. We'll say this all tonight. The tithe belongs to the Lord. What can close up the windows of heaven are doubt, unbelief, skepticism, or even ignorance. They can shut up the windows of heaven. Our money is an essential part of our worship. Amen? Do you know every time you give money to God, or when you tithe, you're giving a part of yourself to God? What do you mean by that? That's just money. Well, that money represents your skills, talents, your time, energy expended, your earnings. You're giving it to God, and in so doing, you are giving part of you to God. In other words, you're honoring God first, and you're giving of yourself.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.